Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
And we're here for Greg Cosell, NFL Films. Hello, Greg. What's going on?
You know, I was just watching Steph Curry there while I was waiting for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of noticed he's a pretty good shooter. You notice that?
Yeah, good little player, Greg.
I felt that, too. There are moments where I have also felt that, Greg. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, great minds think alike.
Yeah.
So, you know, that makes sense. Yeah.
I didn't know you only broke down NFL film. Apparently, you are also elite at the NBA game as well.
Look at that.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm elite at it, but I did play basketball in high school and college. So, of course, that was back, you know, before they had indoor plumbing. So, you know, it was a long time ago.
Peach baskets,
You want to try a Warriors segment with us sometime, Greg?
Well, you know, I don't see a lot of the Warriors because I'm on the East Coast and it's these late games, you know. So, like, for instance, tonight when I do go home, which won't be for a little while, but I'll put the Sixers on. You know, I watch the NBA.
Oh, the Warriors are on the East Coast tonight, Greg. They're in Miami. Now, you won't actually see Warriors you've heard of, but but you can watch.
Yeah, well, I'll probably watch the Sixers.
Okay, all right. Well, the Warriors are playing the Sixers, actually, in 2 weeks. They're in Philadelphia, I think, on December 4th, if my mind is correct.
What day of the week is that?
That's going to be a Thursday, Greg. It's going to be a Thursday.
Oh, well, maybe you guys can get me in the building, you know? I mean, you guys are important. I'm just a guy.
We know people.
Yep.
We know people.
We'll have to discuss. We'll discuss.
What NFL game are you getting us into, Greg?
I don't go to any NFL games, you know. Yeah, I don't do that.
I'm not asking for you to go. I'm asking for us to go, Greg. You know people. Anyway, let's talk about some games that have already happened, okay? I would love to hear your response to something that we've gotten from a lot of fans, which was, sure, Niners won by a lot of points and things were moving, but also because the Cardinals, well, maybe it wasn't because the Cardinals were down by so much, but Jacoby Brissett put up these just gaudy passing numbers in the game. So is that a sign that the defense was not playing well? Was that kind of game script? What would you say to that fan, Greg?
Well, the first thing I would say is, how many times did he throw the ball? I mean, if you throw the ball that many times, you're going to put up numbers.
Yeah.
I guess my response to that would be, if you're going to throw the ball close to 60 times, did they expect him to complete 10 balls and go 10 for 60 for 100 yards? What do you expect when a guy throws the ball 60 times? He's going to complete balls. They didn't really complete many big plays at all. The 49ers were in total control of the game pretty much from the beginning once they jumped ahead 14-0. So we know what their quote-unquote weaknesses are on the defensive side. They do not have a great four-man D-line pass rush. That's not going to change tomorrow. But I, just looking at Brissett's numbers, I wouldn't view that as that's something that's wrong, that's different than we knew before that game.
And looking at the film, did you see an even more lean toward the bend but don't break from Robert Saleh, knowing that they were up 14 or 13 nothing early?
Yeah, and that didn't surprise me in the least. I mean, you know, don't forget that, you know, they got ahead big and, you know, relatively big. And there was never a sense that they were not in control. So, yes, that's an odd game. That's not a great game, in my view, you know, having done this for a long time and seeing a lot of football and watching tape. That's not a game to really make a true evaluation of their defense. We know what the strengths are. We know what the concerns are. But that's not a game to really say, oh, my God, there's a problem here. We know what they are. We've discussed that. Like I said, they're not going to be any different today than they were last week. There's still concerns.
Greg, we're probably burying the lead. Would love to hear what your impressions were of Brock Purdy. And I mean it specifically this way. In theory, the eight quarters that we had seen him this year before now, in six of them, we're told he was kind of compromised with the toe. And so some balls sailed and things like that. I wonder how you thought he looked last week as compared to what we had seen earlier in the year.
Oh, did Purdy play this week? I didn't notice.
Yeah, he did.
You know, I thought
three touchdown passes. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought right from the start he played pretty well. I mean, the second possession was to me a great example when he hit Jennings for 25 yards. That was a great concept, but you know, one of the things about the Niners pass game, and I think about this with all quarterbacks, you know, and you guys obviously watch the Niners, but you watch a lot of football, you're not just watching the Niners, I'm sure. And I think about this when I talk to people who always want to talk quarterbacks, is when you see a really well-designed scheme and the receiver by NFL standards is open, like Jennings was on that 25-yard play on the second possession, do you immediately think, oh, that's great quarterbacking? Or do you think, hey, that's a really good scheme and, you know, it becomes pitch and catch? You know, and I think about that a lot because obviously it's a combination. You know, that play became pitch and catch because the scheme. I'll tell you the play to me that really stood out as a great example of to me what Purdy is the 30-yard touchdown that ended the second possession because he checked that. He saw the coverage, and he changed the formation and the play call, and he knew that he had linebacker Davis Gaither on Kittle. And, you know, that to me was just a great example of understanding what he saw, changing the play, and then he got the matchup that he knew he would get, and it was a touchdown. But I thought Purdy played well. Now, the thing about Purdy, and this is a little different than Mac Jones, so sometimes it's a positive, and every once in a while it's a negative. But he has a very aggressive mindset as a thrower, more so than Mac Jones. So he will turn it loose, which at times can result in some forced throws. You see that once in a while. But at other times it results in outstanding window throws versus zone coverage, which is an absolute strength of his game.
Yeah, a couple of dangerous ones later in that half, but I want to ask you about the third touchdown, the pass to Christian McCaffrey, and the design that you saw where looked like Jennings didn't exactly run a pick, but he kind of cleared out the left side of the defense, and McCaffrey was able to leak out for an easy pitch and catch.
Oh, yeah, the 9-yard touchdown, our first and goal. That was another well-designed concept. That was versus man coverage. Kittle ran right at the linebacker Simon. He collisioned him. You know, some might say that was offensive pass interference, but you know what? It wasn't called, so it wasn't. And he collisioned him, and that prevented Simon from expanding outside to match McCaffrey, who was his coverage responsibility. So that was another, you know, well-schemed, well-designed concept that presented a nice, clean red zone throw. You know, there's a number of ways to score in the red zone. I happen to listen to Ben Johnson. I don't listen to a lot of press conferences because I'm watching tape. I just happened to catch this one. Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Bears, and somebody asked him about 50-50 balls because he has two big receivers, you know, on the outside. And he said, I'm not a believer in 50-50 balls. I'd rather scheme plays than just throw a ball up for grabs and hope my guy catches it. And I think Kyle Shanahan has the same school of thought there. And, you know, that's just a great example of scheming up a play. We've seen that a number of times this year. I forget which game it was when McCaffrey caught a 1 or 2 yard touchdown where there was motion. It might have been Mac Jones playing then. I can't remember. But I think Kyle is more of the belief that you scheme it up and try to create a clean throw for your quarterback rather than just throwing it up to a 50-50 ball.
Greg, it seems the last couple of weeks especially, maybe longer, the 49ers are starting to get some continuity and production out of their offensive line that was not there before. What are you seeing that's different there?
Yeah, well, this was a game clearly where, you know, McCaffrey had a little more space. Clearly, Robinson had some space. And if you can get McCaffrey to the second level, you know, say what you want about McCaffrey. I'm sure many of your listeners think he's not the same guy as he was 3 or 4 years ago. And I know that he only had – this week he had a 20-yard run, which is his longest run of the season. But he is a hard runner. He gets hard-earned yards. And we'll see as the season progresses if there continues to be first-level space where he can get to the second level, if indeed he can break one. But he runs hard. There's no difference in that in terms of McCaffrey. He gets tough yards, and we'll see. But I think he's running well. You know, it's funny. I speak to my guys in the matchup room here who, you know, we all watch tape. And I say, do you see any difference in McCaffrey? And they say, no, he looks like McCaffrey. I mean, obviously in the pass game, he's really, really good. So he's a totally complete back. I mean, he's on his way to getting, you know, another 1,000-yard rushing, 1,000-yard receiving season, which would make him the only guy to do that in history for a running back. So, you know, but I agree. I think the O-line is gradually starting to look a little better.
Yeah, and he would be only the fourth ever to go 1,000-1,000, like you said, the second or the first guy to ever do it twice. And I wonder, as we turn the page on our week and on the Niner week, you look at Carolina, they don't look to be, in my opinion, a great rush defense. Is this another game where the Niners and Shanahan can really establish a ground game?
Well, I think they try to do that every week.
Yeah, sure.
And obviously, if it works early on, you know, if they feel that they're sustaining offense with the run game, they're going to stay with it and they're going to work off of it. They'll definitely try to do that. This is a defense that is, you know, they've got some. You know, Derek Brown's a good football player. Although I don't think he played this week. I watched that tape and I can't remember seeing it. Yeah, maybe he did. I can't remember. But you know, the crazy thing about Carolina is they're coming off a game where Bryce Young had the best game of his career, hands down. And that's not the way he played this week was great, but that's not normally the way he plays. But again, you're facing a 49er defense that doesn't necessarily get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. But the O-line for the Panthers is not very good. And I would love to see the Niners this week be able to generate some pressure with a four-man pass rush.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films. I'd love to hear you expand on Bryce Young. What are we looking at this year and overall with because he does – I mean, he seems better than he used to be. I would love your breakdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because the team he just played, Atlanta, is nothing like the 49ers defense. Atlanta is a team that is high percentage pressure and high percentage man coverage. And Young had a really good game. Obviously, he handled that well. He had a strong game versus those two things. Empty formations are a major part of the Panthers' pass game. He's had the most empty dropbacks of any quarterback in the NFL up to this point in the season. So, you know, they feel that he'll get it out quick. You know, when you're an empty, obviously, if you truly want to pressure a quarterback when they're an empty, you can do that because there's only five pass protectors. So you can pressure if you choose to. But Young is an interesting guy because he doesn't really have a big arm. He's clearly short. So everything really has to be defined, and he has to get the ball out because he's not a guy that can sit in the pocket. And to the term we use for guys like that, he can't really sit on his back foot and drive the football. He's not that guy. So the ball has to come out. He's very dependent on the scheme and throws being presented within the context and structure of the pass game. So in an ideal world, there's multiple ways to deal with that. You can obviously try to take away route concepts and make him have to wait, or you can go after him because he's not really a playmaker. He can make throws on the move, but he's not really a playmaker.
And for the Niners being one of the least blitz-happy teams in football, I had them at third to last. How do you look at the tape and see the 49ers trying to adjust for Carolina going empty? Do they still just rush four and sit in their cover with seven sort of approach?
That's a great question. I mean, you know, Robert Saleh up to this point has decided, and again, you know, so much too of blitzing has to do with who your players are. Not everybody's a great blitzer, okay? And keep that in mind. You know, we just assume, okay, let's blitz and let's rush the quarterback. You know, not every linebacker is a great blitzer. Not every safety is a great blitzer. So we know that Bethune, and he's not necessarily a blitzer, but he'll be out this week with a high ankle strain. By the way, I thought Robinson played pretty good in place of him, but he'll be out, and I think he's played really well in place of Fred Warner. So I wouldn't expect that Robert Saleh is going to be super aggressive with pressure. I think he's going to look to rush for, like I said, against an O-line that's just very uneven when it comes to pass pro, and then just play, you know, coverage on the back end and see how that goes. You know, like I said, last week was more of an aberration game for Bryce Young in his career. You know, he's not going to throw for 448 yards this week. So we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't expect a major change from Coach Saleh on this game.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films. While we're talking about a defensive coordinator approach, this was always a characteristic that people used to talk about with Bill Belichick, that he was very good at taking the other team's best thing away. What is Carolina's best thing?
Ideally, the run game. It wasn't last week, but ideally the run game. Rico Dowdle is a hard runner, gets tough yards. They want to be able to do that. But the one thing they do have, and this will be interesting against the corners of the Niners, is their three top receivers are incredibly big.
Yep.
You got Tedero McMillan, who I really, really liked. I loved him coming out of college. He's 6'4". You've got Xavier Leggett, who's maybe only 6'1", 6'1 and a half, but he's built really well. You got Jalen Coker, who's in the 6'2".
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
6'3 range. So their three top wideouts are big, and the 49ers corners are not. So again, you know, we'll see how the Panthers decide to go about attacking that. But McMillan is a really interesting player to me. He's smooth. He's fluid. He's a little faster than you think. You know, you wouldn't call him purely explosive. You know, he's not Justin Jefferson, but he's really kind of a smooth, easy mover.
And you look at the Niners, and they got Ricky Pearsall back. He had just the one target and the one catch. And yeah. I know he's kind of still playing his way back into it. Is it still a case with the Niner offense of, you know, a lot of 21 personnel with Juszczyk in there and relying on George Kittle?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they rely on anyone in the pass game, and I think we've talked about this. I don't think they look and say, you know what, Ricky Pearsall only had one target last week. This week we got to get him 10. I don't think Kyle Shanahan thinks like that. My guess is he'll have more than one this week, but I don't think they're going to come out and just start feeding Ricky Pierce all the ball, because that's not really the way they play offense. Now, the Panthers on defense, J.C. Horn's a really good player. He's their boundary corner, okay? Michael Jackson, who's got good size, is their field corner. So Horn doesn't match up. They play boundary and field. That's the way they play. So, you know, we'll see how it maps out. You know, their pass rush is, they play a lot of young players. I mean, they've got the rookie Scowerton, who plays a ton of snaps as one edge rusher. They've got G.J. Wanham, who's been in the league 4 or 5 years. You know, they don't really have a true big-time edge rusher right now. Well, you know, we'll see if Scowerton becomes that guy, but right now he's not that guy.
Greg, Malik Mustafa got an interception. We've talked a lot about the safety position. I wonder what you see in terms of how it's evolving, and if are those guys getting better each week?
Yeah, well, they clearly now believe that Brown and Mustafa are their two best, although they played a ton of what I call big nickel last week, where they played three safeties, and Pinnick played probably close to 30 snaps, if I'm not mistaken. So they played a lot of big nickel. You know, and who knows, they could do more of that this game because of the wide receivers being big. But, yeah, I think that, look, Mustafa is a good player. I coming out of Wake Forest, I liked him a lot. I thought last year was his rookie year, right? Was last year his rookie year?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and he played really well until he got hurt. Now he's back this year. You know, he missed some time, but he's back. Clearly, they now believe Brown and Mustafa, and they use them kind of interchangeably. They both can play on the back end. They both can play down in the box or overhang. So, you know, they feel that that gives them their best, their two best safeties. Pinnick is much more of a box-type safety, so when they do go big nickel, he tends to play more like a linebacker. But, yeah, Brown and don't forget, I think they were both second-round picks or certainly third-round picks tops. So you're dealing with guys that they felt good about when they drafted them. And, you know, sometimes the way it works in this league, you know, is you got to play your draft choices sooner or later and see if they can play. Because if you draft them within the first three rounds, you believe they're going to be NFL starters. So you've got to play them at some point.
Okay, Greg, here comes the big moment.
Oh, boy, this is big.
I know you've said
you're not going to ask me who's going to win this week, are you?
No, of course not, Greg.
You've said for a long time you don't like doing this, but the bottom line is you did it last week, and now you're 1-0, and so now we're
hot. Like,
now we're addicted.
And I nailed it, huh?
Yep, you're 1-0. Yeah. You've never lost a game in your life. Here it is, the big pick with Greg Cosell. Niners and Panthers, lay it out here for us, Greg.
Oh, boy. Well, I think, you know, based on the way I thought the Niners played last week on offense, I think, you know, ideally there's a sense of rhythm that is starting with their offense. And I don't think the defense for the Panthers is good enough to stop that if the Niners are playing, you know, the way they're capable of playing. Obviously, it's a Monday night national TV game. You know, I would look at the Niners as the better team here. I would expect them to win. Let's put it that way. I would expect the Niners to win this game.
Okay, and the number is 1-800-COSELL for a free pick, right? Is that what you want people to call?
That would not be something we would want to discuss, you know, because I work for the NFL, and gambling is an illegal activity.
Yeah,
and
By the way, I've never
bet on a sporting event in my life, so I don't even know what half the things mean when they talk about betting. You know, so I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. Other than last week when you said you liked the Niners, and then I liquidated all assets, and so thank you, Greg.
Yeah, and so that will you be sending me a big check then?
Go ahead and look in the mail.
Yeah,
the check's in the mail.
Small check, Greg.
Yeah.
Small check.
Right.
You work on commission now, so it's a yeah.
Yeah, and it'll be a third party check. So good luck depositing that.
Right.
Greg, thank you as always, and we look forward to next week.
All right. Well, hey, hopefully we got some big games coming up. They're still right there in the division race, so let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Hey, real quick, is this like we were talking earlier about the Chiefs-Colts game, and I'm mindful of what the Colts did when they went to Pittsburgh, and they kind of got their doors blown off there, and you know that the simple thought is, oh gosh, that's when they go outdoors in November. It just gets harder for them. Do you kind of see that as like, are we going to see a lesser version of the Colts maybe this weekend?
I mean, it's so hard to know. Everybody's just waiting for the Chiefs to be great because now they're 5-5. Although the run game certainly travels, and they've got a great run game with Jonathan Taylor. So, you know, that's one of those games, guys, and I'm just being honest, I could give you five reasons and five variables on either side. You know, that's a hard game to figure. Yeah. To be totally honest with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Yep. So you're probably going to have to call his message phone in order to get that one. So
he gave you one free one. You got the one free pick. Right. I mean, what more?
All right, Greg, thank you so much, sir.
All right, guys, really appreciate it as always. Thanks.
Yep. Absolutely. Greg Cosell.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.